Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Real Life Real Crime Daily for Monday, March 27th. And I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
What up? Good morning.
Hope you all had a good weekend.
Mike, did you have a good weekend?
It's March 27th. Did you know that 3/27/23 backwards is 3/27?
I don't believe you.
23?
3/7. We're not doing this again. You just fried my brain for the whole episode. So
I spent my weekend trying to find a manhole cover in New Orleans that I could get through the manhole that it was covering. And
no, you were trying to fit the
I went through six of them, and it didn't work with any of them.
So you were trying to put the manhole cover into the hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, no, it's...
So, hey, you got me on the numbers thing, and I got you on the manhole thing. I'm full of senseless shit.
All right. So,
to my wife, you know.
Today we're going to catch y'all up on a story that has been a story for several years, actually.
Crazy.
But the trial is starting up next week, and it has gotten what Mike likes to term new fire.
Starting a week from today. I don't think this story, and Jim, No, you agree with me. This story has gotten the proper amount of coverage, even though it's a Netflix series and all that, and we'll talk about that. But this story has it all. Everything.
It's murder all on steroids, in my opinion.
Sex, murder, religion, everything.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. And, of course, if you haven't guessed yet, we're talking about the Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell case. As we mentioned, the trial for the case starts April 3rd. So if you thought the Murdaugh case was crazy, y'all, wait till you hear this.
Yeah.
Now,
I did not kill Paw Paw.
I did not kill Paw Paw.
We're going to tell you a little bit, give you a little history about the two individuals that are at the center of this case. And we'll start with Chad Daybell and give you some details on him. Now, Chad was married to Tammy Daybell in 1990. They were married in Utah. The couple lived in Utah, and they founded a book company that would play a key role in this case. He was a Mormon at that time,
right?
And very, you know, they were a very religious family. Tammy was actually a school librarian.
Yeah, and he founded his book company after, you know, and telling about, he said he had, I think it was two near-death experiences.
Yeah.
And then he said God told him.
Last one was a boat wreck. Now we're going to tell you a little bit about Lori Vallow. In 2006, marriage records show, at the time, Lori Ryan married her fourth husband, Charles Vallow. She entered that marriage with her son, Colby, and Tylee, which was the daughter of her third husband, Joseph Ryan Jr.
Right.
Family members say in 2014, Charles and Lori adopted Joshua, known as JJ Vallow. Yep. And interestingly enough, he was the biological grandson of Charles' sister, Kay Woodcock.
Right.
So basically they adopted their Charles's sister's child.
Yeah, because she, for whatever reason, she couldn't take care of them. So her parents, who were elderly, started taking care of them. But they wanted JJ to have younger parents. And so they asked them to adopt him, and they did.
Right. So sometime around 2014, the Vallows, they, you know, all is good in life. They moved to the island of Kauai in Hawaii, and they operated a small business on the island. Everything's rocking and rolling. And then they moved back to the mainland around 2017. Now, they moved to Arizona.
Yep.
And Tylee's father, Joseph Ryan, dies in 2018. According to the medical examiner's report at that time, he had a heart attack. He was cremated, and so little information was made available after that.
Yeah, I'm suspicious of that.
So Chad and Lori meet, Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow. And how they met was she had a podcast with another female, and it was called Preparing a People Podcast.
That's right.
And on this podcast, they talked about the end of times. And it was a very bizarre podcast. Look, she was getting into this. It's almost a religious cult.
Yeah, about the end of days.
About the end of days. And they believed that there were they referred to them as zombies. And they were people that were demons on this earth, essentially. And this guy in this story, Chad Daybell, was someone who would promote himself as a prophet so he could see the future. He knew when the end of the world was coming. This sounds absolutely crazy, y'all, and it is, but this is how this story is taking shape. And Lori Vallow was not someone you would look at and initially think, wow, she's totally crazy. I mean, she was a former Miss Texas contestant.
Right. She won Miss Austin and then went up for Miss Texas. And after, she had two children. And there's a video of her in the swimsuit part of that contest.
They had a podcast, and he goes on, meaning Chad Daybell, and they spark up kind of a relationship.
Yeah.
She, even on the podcast, was very taken with Chad Daybell, who is not it's not Brad Pitt, y'all. Let's put it that way. It's not Tom Cruise. This is a guy you would think he would kind of outkick his coverage a little bit with her.
And when they met before he came on the podcast the first time, was at a book signing for him, whatever that place is in Idaho or wherever it was. And he sent her text that day saying, God told me I was going to meet someone who would change my life today. And when I touched you, I felt the spark. And we've been married many times over several lifetimes.
Yeah, Chad Daybell was someone who would tell people he believed in past lives, and that he knew when he would meet someone whether he knew them in a past life. So he was straight from the beginning playing her on her emotions, saying, you know, we were married before in a past life.
And many, many times.
He was very slick, Chad Daybell.
You must soul mate.
Yeah, really, really bizarre. But they spark up what at the time was a friendship that blossomed as we go further. So 2019 occurs. A lot has happened since she met Chad Daybell. And one of those things was Chad Daybell and Lori started having, you know, a relationship, sexual relationship, you name it. Right. And she and her husband get separated. And one of the reasons she separated from her husband was Chad Daybell had convinced her that he was a demon, her husband. Right. And actually a totally different person was living in his body.
And the only way to get rid of the demon is to get rid of the physical human body.
Right.
Murder.
Right. So Charles, the estranged husband at this point, you know, he's got kids and he's a normal guy. So we're going to play a clip for you right here. And this is Charles Vallow when he met with the cops at Lori Vallow's house. And you can hear the concern in his voice for his kids. And he's trying to explain to the Gilbert Police Department that Lori Vallow is out of her freaking mind. So here's that.
I can't get in touch with my kids.
How old are your kids?
6 and a half and 16. Okay.
How long have you been trying?
2 days.
Okay.
But she's lost her mind. I don't know how else to say it. We're LDS. She thinks she's a resurrected being and a God and member of the 144,000. She's come. Jesus is coming next year. She took all the money out of her bank account today. My truck is gone from the airport. She went to the airport and got it. I just flew in from Houston, from Dallas. Houston and Dallas. So,
where's your truck?
I don't know. Okay. I took a good friend of mine's truck and picked me up. I went to the CSI to file a report, which is the community bridges or something, to file a report.
So you did, ordered, you did the petition?
Yeah, they ordered a pickup.
Okay. What time did you do that?
Hour and a half ago.
Okay. So what makes her a danger to herself and
she's
to others?
She threatened me, murdered me, killed me.
She threatened to murder you?
Yes. And she said,
how did she do that?
My bishop right there is in the car. He was on the phone with me today when she said, I will have you destroyed, was what she said there.
Okay, that's not a threat to kill you.
Yesterday was a threat to kill me.
Okay. What did she say yesterday?
She said, you're not Charles. I don't know who you are, what you did with Charles, but I can murder you now with my powers.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
She says, I'm going to kill you too.
So she's speaking as a spiritual being.
She's not here. Okay. She's lost her reality.
Is this just all recent, or has it been going on?
It's been going on for about 4 or 5 years. It's gotten really, really bad lately. She goes to the temple every day and speaks with Moroni and Jesus Christ. And they tell her what to do. And now she came to her today. And last couple of days, she says, I'm not Charles. You're not Charles. You're Nick Schneider. I don't know where she gets his names from. She got all this stuff from these people in Utah who tell her how many past lives she's had and probation she's had. And she's was married to Moroni back way back when. And she was also married to James the Just. And
okay, this is all foreign to me. So
it's foreign to me.
Well, I'm not LDS.
It's crazy stuff.
I know you're using LDS terms here.
But she's nonsensical.
Okay.
And I haven't seen my.
Is he the older one or the younger one?
He's young. He's 6.5 years old.
Okay.
Okay. I want to do this now. You've got a pickup order. Am I correct?
We do.
Okay. If she doesn't answer,
mm-hmm.
What do we do?
If she doesn't answer, we can't enforce the order.
Can I break into my house?
Do you live here?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's my lease. I paid the lease.
Do you guys have any orders of protections against you?
No, we do not.
No police reports?
No, nothing.
Okay. So how does she pose a threat to your children?
I don't know what she's going to do with them. I don't know if she's going to flee with them. She's going to hurt them.
You don't even know if she's here, right?
Today on the phone. All the cars are good. There's garage is closed. I don't know. She locked the garage door.
So the police and him go to that, knock on the door. They don't see anybody there. The police actually break the door down. Mm-hmm. And no one's in the house. There's no sign of kids, anything.
So y'all, the night after the cops entered the house and he had this basically a remand for custody for a psych evaluation letter. He knows that the Lori's going to drop JJ off at school the next day. So he waits and she goes in to bring him into school. He gets in her vehicle. He actually took her car keys and her purse, which included all her credit cards and her cash and everything, and her cell phone. But he somehow, whether he's going for a cop or whatever, I don't know what happened, but she had an extra set of keys to the car and she jets. Later on that day, she goes into the police department, and this is where one of the first times that she uses her charm. She goes in the police department, and they say, hey, look, she said, look, he stole my purse, my phone, and my credit cards and everything else. And they said, well, hey, we got this. Basically, it's a coroner's warrant, it would be in Louisiana, to have you evaluated. You want to get evaluated? Not that she had a choice. She was like, well, you know what? I hadn't slept in a couple of days. And her daughter's in the room. She says, oh, well, they're going to give you a pet room. And she's like, hell, that sounds like – she didn't say hell. She said, that sounds like a vacation. But basically, she played the cop, in my opinion.
Well, both cops. And look, you can actually watch that online. You can get that anywhere. But she – is laughing the whole time. Yeah, she's joking. She's very laid back. And look, this is a good looking woman.
Right.
And these two cops seemed very enamored with her, almost to the point of flirting.
It really was. Flirting.
And at the very end of the conversation, they're like, look, you got this ordered to do this. I mean, it'd be a lot easier if you just went in and did it than if we made you do it. Would you go do it?
And she was like, well, are you going to execute the order? And he said, well, if you don't, if we come knocking on your door, and we're not going to kick down your door if you're in there, just don't open the door, right? But she ends up ultimately agreeing to do it.
Yeah, so she goes to do that, and basically there's nothing that comes of it. In other words, they didn't lock her up and think that she's crazy at that point. Now, in February of 2019, Charles files for divorce from Lori, and he claims in that divorce that she views herself as a god preparing for the second coming of Christ.
Nice.
He claimed his wife would kill him if he got in her way to perform her mission. And a little bit later on that year, those divorce proceedings are stopped after Charles says he wants to make the marriage work. Here's where it gets interesting, y'all. On July 11th, Lori's brother, whose name is Alex Cox, shoots and kills Charles. And he calls the police, and he basically says, me and Charles got into a fight, an argument, turned into a fight. He got physical with me, and in self-defense, I shot him and killed him. So we're going to play this clip, and this is Lori's brother after the shooting that had killed her estranged husband, and he's explaining to the police on the body cam footage what happened. So that's right here.
He was just yelling at me.
Okay. What was he yelling at you about?
About my sister, because I've broken up a tussle with them earlier. And he told me not to interfere anymore with them or I'd pay. And he came at me with a bat.
So it's just you and, and your brother-in-law?
Yes.
Okay? And kind of go through it. So, say something like, hey, don't touch my sister, or...
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he picked up the bat.
Where was the bat at?
In the living room. And then he's coming back at me, and he's still got the bat in his hand. Like, what are you doing?
And where are you at? Where are you both at?
We're in the living room.
Okay.
And then I turned around, and he hit me in the back of the head with the bat. So I went to my room and got my gun.
Your room.
So I just went back to the living room. Like, what is your problem?
With the gun again.
Yes. I said, I want you to put that bat down. He wouldn't do it. He's like, and he came at me with the bat again after he'd already hit me in the head. So I shot him to stop him.
He hit him in the, allegedly hit him in the back of the head with a bat.
So in self-defense, he shot him twice.
Yeah, and he did have a laceration to the back of his head.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally, designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email, or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. Cool. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today. Charles had found some cryptic emails that were accidentally sent to him. And these, when I say cryptic, what I mean is it would be emails that were as if Charles sent the emails, but he never sent these emails out to people. And it was communicating with, yep, you guessed it, Chad Daybell. And what ended up coming out in the wash on that was they were cryptic because Chad Daybell was married.
Right.
And Lori didn't want his wife stumbling across those emails and putting two and two together. So she made all the communications look like it was one man to another man.
Like one of them was, it was looked like it was coming from Lori's husband and says, I was a minor league baseball player. Can you come in to Arizona and help me write my book, right? Because Daybell had the book company.
Right.
And so that was one of her guys. But they,
and basically what if you unwrapped all that, can you come and we have sex at my house?
Right. And other ones, it was when they were talking about sex or they just swapped names.
Yeah.
We assume that there was their fake names for each other.
That's right. So all of this was discovered and somehow she was getting wind of this. And so the whole point of that is she knew kind of the gig was up on this affair and was very fearful that Charles would tell Chad Daybell's wife, which he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just before the incident where he got shot, he sent emails to Chad Daybell and the wife, and he sent text to Lori saying, the jig is up. I know Chad's cheating on his wife with you, and I'm going to tell him.
I have a meeting with her on Monday, and she's like, she responds, it's over between us. Why don't you just go on your life? She and I are friends anyway, whatever.
Alex Cox calls the police after killing Charles and claims a self-defense story. And guess what, y'all? They believe him.
Right. They brought him in, and they took pictures of the laceration, and they went into the room where the firearm was. They got the bat and all that. And also during the interview, the initial interview on scene, that the daughter was there, and the daughter said that the husband and the brother were arguing. She came out with the bat, tried to put it in between them. The husband took the bat away from her, and she went outside, heard gunshots, but she didn't think it was too loud. Lori said that she went back inside and saw him on the floor and ran out after she heard the gunshots. Turned out the phone call was placed 40 minutes after.
45 minutes, yeah.
Right. But also, the second gunshot was
when he was on the floor. The I have all that.
But so they knew that he was dead, and they left. And she said, I just went into mommy mode. I had to get my son to school and whatever. And I went into mommy mode and came back. But what's so damning is they got her on camera. She's almost fucking smiling. And even the teenage girl is like, and their stories were fucked up on the thing, and the cops let them go.
So here's the clip of Lori getting interviewed by the officer. And it's just crazy to hear how she's talking about this guy who just died that she was married to. I mean, there is no remorse here. There is no, she could care less that he's dead. It's obvious to all of us. And let's see if it's obvious to you.
So he's like, we had decided to separate or whatever. So he's like, well, I'll pay for a house for you and for JJ and whatever. Cause he's all about JJ. He's never about Tylee, but he's all about JJ. Mm-hmm. Cause we adopted him together. He's his great nephew. We adopted him as a baby. And so we adopted him as a baby, and so we've been raising him together. And he travels all the time for business, so he's used to just going back and forth. So he's always gone, like, Monday through Friday. So he came when we first moved in and brought me stuff from Houston, like a U-Haul. And then he hasn't been back. But it's all these threats on my phone all the time, you know, like, whatever, all these things. And then he told me...
What kind of threats?
Just... He's always mad at me, right? Okay. And he doesn't want a divorce, but I don't like him and don't want to deal with him, so that's just how it is. Like, so we married for 14 years, we dealt with him for 14 years, and him being horrible to her. Like, he gets in huge fights with her.
So when you initially moved, he had said he was going to buy you a house, so you moved here with your...
Yeah, he was going to rent us a house.
And so you moved...
All my family lives here, so right. We lived here for a long time.
Okay.
And then he moved us to Houston.
Okay.
And we were there with my son. He was out of school. He didn't have any of his, like, services, his DDD, his anything. He, like, ripped him out of school and said, we're moving.
Okay.
And I didn't go with him at first, and he took him. And I let him take him, and I didn't file anything or whatever. And then he filed something against me and said, I'm only going to get supervised visits because I'm crazy and blah, 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 you know, the story. And so I just didn't talk to him for like 30 days and let him take care of him and let him see what I've been doing for the past 7 years, because men need to do that. You know, I have 5 kids. Yeah. I have grown kids. I have grandkids.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're going to threaten me that you're not going to let me see my child without supervised visitation? Yeah. Okay, do it for 30 days and see how long it lasts. You're begging me to come pick him up.
Yeah.
But she did.
Also, she texted all his biological kids and were like, oh, he died today, whatever. And they kept responding back for like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And a bit, Lori, you're not too busy. What the fuck? And
well, and then she said they died of a heart attack and it wasn't.
Right. Yeah, they lied. She told JJ's school that he committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And then she called the second day for the life insurance policy and $1 million and found out that her name had been taken off the life insurance policy.
Claims Department, this is Robin. May I have the policy number?
Sure. It is...
Are you calling in reference to a death claim?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. May I have the name of the insured?
L. Charles Vallow.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Lori Vallow.
And your relationship to the insured?
He's my husband.
Okay, one moment. Okay, ma'am, I'm just going to need to ask you a few questions so that I can open the claim, and then I can go over the claim procedure with you and answer any questions that you may have afterwards.
That would be great.
Okay, first of all, may I have your daytime phone number, please?
Sure. It's.
And what was the date of Mr. Vallow's passing?
July 11th.
And what was the cause of his passing?
Well, Well, he was shot. Okay. So I don't know how I want to put that.
Okay. All right. I hate to ask, but is it, just say yes or no. Was it a homicide?
No, it was an accident.
An accident. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what state did he pass away in?
Arizona.
Okay. Okay. Just bear with me for one moment. I just need to pull up a few other things.
Okay.
Are you aware of who the primary beneficiary of the policy is?
It's me.
Okay. And may I have your, I'm sorry, one moment. My computer just went away for a second. Okay. Okay, ma'am. That is all the information I need to open the claim. What we will do now is review the policy in the file to confirm the beneficiary information and determine the claim requirements that we will need to settle this particular claim. Once we have completed our review, we will prepare a claim packet to send to the named beneficiary once that has been confirmed. And the claim packet can either be mailed or emailed or faxed. How would you like to receive a correspondence?
Email would be great.
Okay, and what is your email address? .com. Okay. All right, so you should receive an email from our office within the next 3 to 5 business days or sooner. It will have the instructions listed. Once you receive the information, if you have any questions whatsoever, please don't hesitate to give our office a call, and then we can go from there. Okay, is there anything I can help you with at this time?
That's it, I think.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm very sorry for your loss. You take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
So let me summarize a little bit, y'all, because I know that's a lot of information and it seems very convoluted, which it is convoluted. It's a very convoluted and crazy story. But to summarize what I just told you, you know, you basically got Lori and Charles, who were married, eventually has an affair with Chad Daybell, and deaths start happening around them, with the first being her estranged husband, Charles. So that's where we're at.
Really could be, I would go back in as a homicide investigator in her other husband.
It could be.
But
this is,
want to see how much insurance money she got out of that.
Alex Cox, they believe his story. After Charles was killed, Chad starts sending multiple texts to Lori, and it was basically, investigators later on said it was like a romance novel. Now, y'all keep in mind, he's still married to Tammy, which is his wife, and he's sending very detailed sexual text to Lori, but they refer to themselves as James and Elena.
Right.
So that is a major premeditation, wouldn't you say, Woody?
Yeah. I mean, it's been an ongoing thing, and you can see it in all the texts as a relationship group. A
little bit later, less than a month, her small son, JJ, Tylee, which is her 16-year-old daughter, and Alex, her brother, go to Yellowstone National Park. And that's the last time anyone saw Tylee alive.
Right.
Later on in that year, Chad, who was married to Tammy, increases the life insurance on Tammy to the maximum amount allowed on the policy. On October 2nd, Lori's estranged brother-in-law, Brandon, okay, he returns from a gym to his Arizona home, and someone shoots at him.
Yep.
He pulls in his driveway, and they roll down the window, and there's a shot fired. It barely misses him. He calls the police. He had a description of the vehicle, and lo and behold, they're asking him, anyone wanting to kill you? I mean, is there a reason? And he's like, no, I don't know. He said, my wife's sister just went through a really ugly divorce, and she's kind of weird. Yeah. And then through that divorce, her estranged husband gets killed. So he said, that's kind of a weird thing, but I would think she would never do anything like this. Well, he had a description of the vehicle. They were able to tie the vehicle back to Lori's now deceased husband.
That's crazy.
So we move on, and Tammy, Chad's wife, she's still around. And Tammy calls 911 and says a masked man shot at her in her driveway with a paintball gun. She posts about it on Facebook. She has no idea why someone would want to kill her, but she puts this post out. And 10 days later, on October 19th of that year, Chad calls 911 and says Tammy died in her sleep in their Salem home. Detectives visit the home, and originally they rule it as a natural. The coroner does not perform an autopsy. Chad collects a $430,000 life insurance policy.
Can you tally body bags?
If you go back to our other husband who hadn't been proven yet, I've been calling that one the estranged, which they hadn't been estranged that long. They're only separated for a couple of weeks. That's two. The last time anybody we had got to that part.
Just up until this point.
This is possibly four.
2 weeks after Tammy's death, Chad and Lori marry in Hawaii. 2 weeks after Tammy's death. Let me say that again. Then they return.
It's 2 solid weeks of mourning, though.
Right. Back home. Right. And over the coming weeks, Chad told witnesses that Lori had no minor children. That's what he's telling people. Now, she's got two. He's saying she's got no minor children. And police also say that Lori told police Tylee died years earlier. Now, nobody's seen Tylee since that Yellowstone trip.
And even her brother had been messaging with her back and forth. She wouldn't take his phone calls. And he was like, that's weird, and talked to his mom about it. And she was like, just give her some space. Da, 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 da. Then he hit her back and was like, this isn't you. You don't use punctuation like this, et cetera, et cetera. And it went dead.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. He was reading in between the lines on those texts. And he kind of knew something was up. The grandparents surface, and the grandparents actually lived in Louisiana, Lake Charles.
Right.
And the grandparents, Larry and Kay Woodcock, if you remember at the beginning of our story, she adopted her sister's son, JJ. Well, they hadn't heard from JJ. So the grandparents basically have not heard from their grandson in months. And they get really concerned because they keep texting Lori and she will not answer them. So they call the police in her town and they basically say, look, we want to do a welfare check on our grandson. We hadn't heard from him in months. We think something may be wrong with him. And so the police go to Lori's house and they say, we're here to do a welfare check. And she says, well, he's not here. He's with my friend, Melanie Gibb, in Arizona, visiting. And so they call Melanie Gibb. And Melanie Gibb, in turn, calls Lori, and she's recording this for the police.
Right.
And she basically says, why would you tell the police I had JJ? And Lori says, well, because everybody's wanting to get a hold to JJ, and I don't want them to. So you know the deal. You know how crazy family is. And so I just told them that so they would leave me alone.
She's been playing that card throughout the whole thing. Even when the strange husband's still alive, she sent her whole family big emails saying, look, we're going through a really nasty fight. He's going to send y'all a bunch of nasty emails trying to call, say all these bad things about me. But it's not true.
That's right. So after the police hear this recorded conversation, the next morning, they actually serve a search warrant on her house to go, we're going to go in your house and find out if JJ's there. When they arrive, Chad and Lori are gone. And you can tell it's like packed up, right?
Ghosts.
Yeah. So Chad and Lori caught an American Airlines flight to Hawaii, and the children are not with them. So as deputies investigate this, they also figure out that there's some suspicion with Tammy Daybell's death. They find it. They find some things that are really strange to them, and they exhume her body, and an autopsy is performed, which was not performed the first time. The next day, December 12th, Lori's brother Alex suddenly dies in Arizona. The guy that shot her estranged husband dies at the age of 51. And in a police interview, Alex's wife basically said that Alex had told her a few days before, if something happens to him, there was money in a bag hidden in a closet for her. So after that situation, I started really thinking hard. It's really weird to me that her brother was covering up and was privy and even participated in a lot of these killings and all this that Lori Daybell and Chad were tied into. He did so much for her. I'm like, they had to have some kind of sexual relationship. There was something going on with them too, some kind of incest thing going on. I had no idea, but I started digging into it and I came across this clip that I'm about to play you. And this is the ex-wife of Alex Cox discussing what she would consider a very inappropriate relationship between Lori and Alex. She kind of goes into detail here. So here's that.
There was a lot of inappropriate sexual touching and things going on in the family, particularly between him and his sister.
So between Alex and Lori?
And Lori.
Okay. You kind of got me at a loss on this one. What do you consider inappropriate sexual touching?
Like, they were simulating sex acts, and which is not normal to me for a brother and a sister. For example, he would pick her up and she'd wrap her legs around his waist and he would kind of bounce her up and down on himself.
Okay.
In front of me, and they would moan and simulate sex acts. And I have brothers, and I would never act like that with one of my brothers.
Okay.
And his mom and dad talked about their sex life in front of us constantly, and it just kind of seemed to be a game for them.
Oh, the mom and dad didn't really object to it then, huh?
No. Not at all. All of this was going on in the family, in front of everybody. They had no shame.
Okay. So that obviously was kind of an alarm for you, I'm assuming, during your marriage.
Yeah.
And did it continue? Was it more than one time that you saw it?
Yeah, it was just about every time we were with them. Now, Alex and I only lived together married for about 4 or 5 months. And then I just knew that family was too weird, that I had made a big mistake. And so I got out.
Now, I don't care who you are. That clip is freaky. Alex Cox is now dead. The ex-husband is, or the estranged husband is dead. Her ex-husband prior to that is dead. And we're not done yet, because keep in mind, no kids have been seen in a long time. And at this point, Lori and Chad Daybell are in Hawaii without kids. They know that.
All right, guys. We've never had an intervention on the show, but we're going to have one right now. And this applies to both of you guys, but perhaps a bit more to Mr. Overton.
Must be alcohol.
Well, you know, neither of you guys are 25 anymore, and sometimes you need to take a break away from the alcohol.
Oh, Lord.
So I want to talk to you about a healthy alternative to alcohol that can be just the right fix after a stressful day. You know, Woody, like a day after 10 crazies from Wisconsin come into town to kill 1,000 wild boars, and you idiots end up killing 1,000 Shiner Box at the same time.
That's going to happen.
Well, I know it is. And so I want to tell you about a product called Recess Mood. Think about it. Even the name sounds relaxing. Recess Mood is a delicious sparkling water infused with functional ingredients like mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens, so you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Now, while Jim is looking up the meaning of adaptogens, I'll continue on. Real Life Real Crime and The Daily Show listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/RLRC. That's takearecess.com/RLRC. You can enjoy Recess Mood after a busy day or whatever you need to relax and unwind. Recess Mood is made with real fruit and comes in four delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. Mm. Those sound yummy.
Yeah.
It's only got 20 calories, doesn't have any sugar in it. So I don't know if you've ever had guilt, Woody, but if you do, Recess Mood could help you get rid of it.
Guilt, but I've had the pain of not having recess.
Okay, well, you deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/RLRC and get 15% off a Recess Mood sampler pack. It's your go-to alcohol replacement.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the grandparents are really pressuring the police now.
And actually, to their credit, Lori's mom, and you know, you watch the documentary, she's like, brings out pictures and says, I just like to remember Lori from these days. And
that's right. Now. Yeah, I mean, it's her daughter, and she would never want to think her daughter would do anything despicable like that. So on December 20th of that year, the police department announced that JJ and Ty Lee are missing. They actually, you know, it's a APB, right. Everywhere in the country now, police are showing pictures saying, if you've seen these kids, let us know. The next day after that, they inform the world that Chad and Lori are persons of interest in this case.
Right. And the missing kids.
Yeah. Right. So an attorney representing Lori, who is now Lori Daybell and Chad Daybell, releases a statement. He basically says, hey, these are loving parents. They're devoted. And we're going to address these allegations once they move beyond rumor and speculation.
Yeah.
There's no cooperation whatsoever from Lori or Chad Daybell at this point. On January 3rd of 2020, the FBI gets involved and serves a search warrant on Chad's home, and they recover a boatload of items, 43 different items, including computers, cell phones, journals, documents, medications. And of course, the FBI collects those and analyzes them, right?
Sends them off.
Chad Daybell's brother even comes out and he pleads for Chad to, you know, cooperate. Where are the kids? That's all anyone wants to know. Where are the kids? So on January 25th of 2020, the Kauai Police Department serves Lori with a notice stating she must produce JJ and Ty Lee within 5 days or they're going to arrest her. Now, here's where that gets weird to me. Why did you give her 5 days?
Even in Louisiana, if you had a civil eviction or whatever, they have to give a 5-day notice. I don't know on this one, other than they didn't have, obviously didn't have probable cause or anything, or they didn't have any bodies.
Well, as it should be no surprise to you at this point, Lori misses that deadline to produce JJ and Ty Lee. And the police arrest her. And they basically, arrest her on a $5 million warrant. She's charged with 2 felony counts of desertion, non-support of dependent children, and all kinds of other charges. She waives her extradition rights to Idaho, and after 6 days behind bars in Hawaii, she does that. So initially, she wasn't going to waive, and then she did. She goes to court for an arraignment. And this woman is crazy, y'all. She's in court. Her two kids are nowhere to be found. She's refusing to tell anybody where they're at, and she's smiling in the courtroom. And guess what? Her new husband, Chad Daybell, is sitting there, and he's smiling at her. She's smiling at him. And her entire family is in that courtroom, and she doesn't even look at him. She won't even look at him. She gets arraigned for those charges, and Chad goes back to his property. She's in jail, and one day she calls Chad.
Hi, Dad.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Searching for bodies, and the way that they came about figuring out where these bodies were from cell phone records. And they actually had her dead brother's cell phone still. And they were able to check the pings from his cell phone and see that around the time that that child was last seen in Yellowstone National Park, they could follow him all the way to Chad Daybell's property. And those pings were right around where a pet cemetery was on that property. And so they got a search warrant, and you can hear in that phone conversation, he's panicking. Yeah. So he jumps in his car, and he, you know, while they're searching, and he just drives off.
Yeah, you can't stop him until you find something. They didn't have an arrest warrant or anything.
Right. So he didn't get far, though. They must have found those bones.
I'm sure they were tailing
around the same time. Yeah, so they set up a roadblock, stopped him, and arrested him because they found human remains of two bodies,
right,
buried at his property. And, of course, we don't have to tell you who those two bodies were. They were JJ and Tylee.
So that takes us to why we're telling you this story today, because 1 week from today, when you hear this, this trial is starting. And I believe it's going to get a lot more media coverage. And I know Jimmy probably has some more to say, but it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's called The Sins of My Mother.
Sins of My Mother. It was at one time a top trending thing on Netflix. I bet you it's going to come back around now because the trial is about to start. And Mike, I know you haven't seen it yet, so you have homework this.
So Chad's up after Lori. She's first batter in this crazy case that has garnered national attention everywhere except Mike's house.
Yeah, and so an Eastern Idaho judge has decided to split the cases. Yeah, Mike's house. An Eastern Idaho judge has decided to split the cases for the couple accused of murder and conspiracy and the deaths of three people, including two children whose disappearances in the fall of 2019 made headlines around the nation. So they were scheduled to stand trial together, but in a hearing that lasted nearly 2 hours, Judge Stephen Boyce agreed to sever the cases and postpone Chad's trial, which would be rescheduled for a later date.
And they did move for the death penalty against Chad Daybell. And initially they went for the they were going to go for the death penalty for Lori, but they have since changed that.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, in Mike's defense, which you guys wouldn't know anything about, there's a new season of Vanderpump Rules out.
Oh,
and
my God. I've never watched that. My wife watched that.
Raquel has been sleeping with Tom Sandoval for months, and nobody knew about it. And if you think that doesn't trump this on Netflix.
Was he stealthing her?
He may have been. He may have been stealthing her.
I wonder if this dude was stealthing Lori.
Well, he was definitely stealthing what he was doing, seeing as the woman he's lived with and owns a home with and everything knew nothing
about
it.
But she doesn't really appreciate that. So they weren't soft or hard swingers?
I think this was hard swinging. This was definitely hard swinging.
So if they were swingers, his wife wouldn't have minded it. So I'm saying
his wife is supposedly bi. So I don't know why.
Bi and swingers. I mean, they can go together.
I think at one point I don't think they're married. His partner, I don't think she would have minded.
They're living together.
They lived together. They own a home together.
Yeah. Well, then that's pretty much fucking married, right?
Well, but they're not legally married.
Yeah. Well, it's they should be. You know why they should be married?
It's still hard swinging.
You know why they should be married? So they could be as miserable as the rest of us. I'm just joking, Cindy.
Oh, my God. Honey, you know that wasn't my voice, right?
Wasn't mine either, Wendy Lee.
That's just a funny joke.
That was Woody only.
So actually, Mike told me that on our coffee break.
The only defense for not having watched The Sins of My Mother yet is that I have been engrossed in Vanderpump Rules.
Hey, Sins of My Mother, I'm going to go back and give it a replay.
Yeah, it's a great documentary. Everything Netflix does is good.
When you see the shit about, when you see all these text messages, Mike, and video cam footage, I think you'll get a much better grasp. And I think when it comes out in trial, people on a podcast, it's one thing, the story is fire, your story is fire, your research is fire. But when you see this lady smirking and smoozing the police and everything else, it's just like the Murdaugh boy and his lover, alleged lover, coming out dead now. There's no such thing as a coincidence and murder or murders, right? They got it should be four bodies. It's going to be more than that.
I hope she takes
and this.
Stain.
You put in the whole thing. I mean, you know what? She might.
That'd be great.
I would say she's legitimately crazy if they hadn't taken the time to cover the bodies. Now she believes, and you know, everybody on this face of this earth that's not in their division of whatever the church is their demons. And when Jesus comes back, she was a big prepper. She would buy thousands of pounds of rice and beans and all this, but they believe they were going to have to sit here and suffer while to whatever happened. I don't know.
Yeah,
she's a little bit cray-cray. Ain't no doubt about that. But she's not ship business cray-cray.
Well, you see why she is married four times. What do you ever do?
Five. Five including Miss Daybell.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's right. So
maybe she was trying to reverse. I'm not even going there.
We apologize, y'all, if it got a little convoluted, but you can't really, there's nothing you can leave out of this, and it makes sense.
But you're right, and I don't really advocate for watching certain shows or whatever, but this one, between the text messages and the video footage, the actual shit you get to see is so much. Jim, we could have done a 20-part series on this, but go get it, because I'm going to tell you something. Cray Cray is about to come out at trial.
Yeah,
and it's going. The national media is going to pick up on it again, and then you'll want to hear what her defense is. I want to hear what her defense is.
Yeah. Mike, any final thoughts?
Mike,
I would never, ever hurt Maggie or Pawpaw.
Hey, did you win anything from the auction?
I got a raincoat.
Really? Oh, was it a stealth raincoat?
It's a blue.
Is it blue? Does it look like a tarp?
A blue raincoat.
Oh, I got it. It has like some gunpowder on the inside.
There's some GSR. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
GSR. All right. I'll tell you what I got.
What?
I'm trying to make something up. I don't know. I can get anything. I got a shirt that said RRC Daily emblem on the front, and the back said the picture of Murdaugh. I said, can I get a 20? That's what I got. My parents went to Vegas, and all I got was this lousy windpipe.
I got Alex's original calculator from his office, and no matter what buttons you press, it just puts more money toward him.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's good. I got Alex's original condom that he stealthed that when he made Papa.
My God.
John is just shaking his head.
I got an oar from the boat.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, no.
All right. I got a guy.
Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
With Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Show business.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.